Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the latest video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we look ahead to Fantasy Premier League Game Week 18. It's team reveal time and as usual, I'm joined by Fantasy Football Scout's deputy editor, Tom Freeman. My name is Joe. Tom, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks, Joe. Game Week 17 is still open. We're recording this on Monday morning.
Yes.
But Game Week 18 starts on Thursday with the M23 Derby. So we're already looking ahead to that with this video.
Definitely. Yeah. As I call it, the Peas Pottage Services Derby, which is nestled in on the M23 just near Crawley.
Okay.
People around the world don't know why Brighton and Crystal Palace. I don't think Brighton and Crystal Palace fans really know why. Well, we do know why. It all dates back to the late 70s between our managers, Alan Mullery and Terry Venables.
Yeah. It's quite heated though, isn't it? The rivalry.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a full on rivalry, and Brighton's nearest team really, a league team, teams like. People think that there's a rival between Brighton and Southampton or Portsmouth or whatever, but that's just... No,
not really there.
That doesn't happen there. As you said, Game Week 17 is still open. Now, I got Solanke in. You got Solanke in. Currently, yeah. Our teams have Solanke's points, but I'm prepared for them to go. I don't know what's going to happen. At the moment, it's a bit open. So by the time you see this video or listen to this podcast... that you will have much more clarity than we have at the moment. But I'm anticipating one of two things. Either the rescheduled game doesn't count in FPL, or the current scores don't count. So either I'm going to have my Solanke points taken away or kept, and I don't know. But I don't think they'll do both, because then there will be... then Bournemouth and Luton will have played an extra game by the end of the season. So I think just logistically, I think that would be odd.
Yeah. I mean, like I suppose they could keep the points and then just play the extra game. And so it's separate for FPL, but yeah. I think the likely scenario is maybe that the game is just wiped off and they play again further down the line. Yeah. Frustrating for us Solanke owners. I bought him in for a hit, but In the grand scheme of things, it perhaps isn't that important.
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, obviously,
thankfully, Tom Lockyer is responsive.
Yes, indeed. And also, you know, when I look at it, it's 6 points. But so basically, I'm on a small green arrow, and if those points are removed, I'll be on a small red arrow. But it's 6 points. Yeah. It's not like 60 points or something like that. So. I'll live.
Yes. Yeah. And we don't know when the fixture will be rearranged. It could be within the next few weeks. And if that's the case, then you've already got Solanke in place as a double game week player. So you could still be in a decent position with it, even if the points get removed.
Yeah. I mean, Solanke, Watkins, we'll talk about strikers and our teams in a bit. And obviously Haaland long term, you know, they're currently the best strikers to have. Tony's going to be coming back soon for Brentford, or possibly another team, whoever signs him up if he moves. Just before we crack on, I just wanted to highlight couple of things, usual things. Please press that like button and do remember to subscribe so you keep up to date with our latest videos and podcasts. But also have a look at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. On there, if you can, they've got a members offer there, 7-day free trial. Also, you've got 20% off as well. There you can construct your own tables, have a look at the season ticker, the rate my team tool, lots of gadgets there, and you can have a good play around with them before you commit. And money off, so well worth doing. We usually start this by having a look at the fixtures to sort of see what our thoughts are, but I've done this in two parts because as it stands, we're looking ahead for game week 18, and then we've got the festive fixtures, and then we have another big break beginning bit of January off from FPL. There could be a double game week arranged that time, there might not be, but also a lot of our players, popular players like Son and Salah, of course, are off to AFCON or the Asia Cup. So you've got this other period of like 3 or 4 weeks where they're not going to play. So you've got these sort of big holes in your team. So it's sort of two distinct blocks. So let's have a look at the first one. And this is the first three fixtures. And I've sorted this using the Fantasy Football Scout members area by difficulty. And this is game week 18, 19 and 20. And this says Chelsea have the best fixtures in this run over Christmas. So Chelsea for Christmas. They've got Wolves away, Crystal Palace, then Luton away. But then Tottenham are the second best. They've got Everton, Brighton and Bournemouth. Manchester United's fixture is actually quite good. A surprisingly draw against Liverpool. So maybe we shouldn't be discounting them. Meanwhile, Brighton, Aston Villa, Newcastle and Fulham all have good fixtures across this run. Of course, Newcastle do face Liverpool, Fulham do face Arsenal, but broadly they're the best. Brentford are missing a fixture, that's why they're so bad, but they do play Wolves and Crystal Palace after that. Everton have got Tottenham and Man City and Wolves, so really bad fixtures there. Man City themselves are low down here because they've got a blank. They do have Everton and then Sheffield United, so they will start moving up the ticker, you would imagine. And West Ham don't have great fixture. We'll sort of mix Manchester United, Brighton, and then Arsenal. So mix there. From my memory as a Brighton fan, West Ham tend to beat Brighton. they certainly got the better of them this season, yeah. I think, or the most recent game. And Sheffield United, they've got a mixed bag. Luton at home, crunch game there, and then Man City. So looking at this next fixtures here, what sort of, before we look at your team, what's your sort of move? What teams are you looking to get over Christmas?
Well, obviously, like the Chelsea fixtures, they're not entirely convincing at the moment, Chelsea, no. But Palmer was superb at the weekend, wasn't he? So if you haven't got him in your team, he's a no-brainer. Mm. I was looking at Gusto, obviously, with Reece James being out. Gusto's just 4.1, but he didn't start at the weekend. Mm. He's obviously going to be eased back in, but I think he will be first choice right back in time. So he's somebody I've got my eye on. And Nkunku as well, he was on the bench. Mm. I'm going to wait till I see him before considering him. I want to see where he'll play, mm-hmm. how he fits in. But he's another player on the radar. Mm-hmm. Tottenham, I've got Son. I don't own Porro. Oh. He seems like an obvious move. We'll have a look at my team in a bit. But he's just looking so threatening in every match. And they got the clean sheet somehow on Friday. Mm. And he got the bonus. Mm. Richarlison as well. He's emerging, isn't he, Joe, as an option. I've dabbled with him earlier on in the season.
Tottenham are clearly gearing up with Son going to the Asia Cup because Son has been moved back to the wing, Richarlison up front. So... that proves that they want Richarlison to be the main man up front.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and Villa as well. My team, I like those two fixtures either side of Christmas. The home matches against Sheffield United and Burnley look brilliant. We're on a great run of form at home. So those that you know, we're going to do a separate captaincy video, I think, later in the week. Yes. But Watkins is obviously going to be a hot topic there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I look at this as well with my. My team it says to me that in terms of either defense or attack, the teams you want are sort of Chelsea, Tottenham, Brighton, I think, as well. I do have a dinger already, but he's all right for this period, but perhaps not.
He played again, didn't he?
Yeah, he played again, but he is off to AFCON, so he's obviously not for the next bit. Aston Villa, Newcastle, all good here, but I'm sort of less keen on, obviously, Everton. Even though Everton have got a strong run of form at the moment, I'm less keen just due to the fixtures. Now, when we look at our teams, you don't have Haaland, and I do. So I've got Haaland on my bench. He's not going anywhere. I'm keeping him game week 18. So game week 19, I'm ready to unleash the robot on Everton. But I don't have a plan because he's just going to come in my team off the bench. But what is your plan to get Haaland back? Are you going to get him back for the Everton game, or are you going to wait until game 20?
I'm probably not going to have him for that fixture. I think the obvious captain in 19 will be Salah at Burnley.
Yeah.
Like you just touched on it, Joe. Everton are looking a lot better in the past few weeks, aren't they? Of course, Haaland can go and score a hat trick. He can do that anywhere. But I'm probably going to not have him for that game week.
Okay.
Find a sofa to hide behind and hope for the best. Game week 20. We touched on it last week with our initial thoughts, but I'm probably going to sell Salah in game week 20 for the home match against Newcastle.
Okay.
And as part of two moves, bring Haaland back in.
Okay.
Because obviously at home against Sheffield United, I can't be without Haaland for that one. So it means basically going without Haaland at Everton and Salah at home to Newcastle.
Okay. So that's the payoff.
And it could bite. It could hurt that. But I made that decision last week. My squad couldn't really cope with putting Haaland on the bench. It's different for every team, isn't it? But I own Mbappe. Okay. I had Taylor suspended. I had a few issues. So I needed to make that move. And we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Well, let's have a look at the next bunch of fixtures because they're coming quick succession. So this runs out on sort of New Year's Day, you know, the beginning of the year, and then we've got the break. And during that time, players are off to the Asia Cup, AFCON as well. So our teams will look very different. I'm not going to carry Salah and Son through this. No. So I'll be looking to remove them. So I look at these fixtures here. My personal rough plan, because I'm going to keep Haaland and Salah right up until Salah goes.
You'll sell Salah in 21 then.
I will sell Salah and Son in 21. So I'm looking, if I can, to save a transfer at some point over 19 and 20 so that I go into 21 with two free transfers. And then I can just get Salah and Son out to whichever midfielders. And we'll have videos and podcasts about the Salah Son alternatives nearer the time, but that's what I want to do to remove them. And these fixtures might help my decision. So top of this fixture is Brighton, Wolves, Luton, Crystal Palace. Pascal Gross is someone I'm considering over that time. Matoma, if he's sort of carrying a sort of niggling injury, but Adingra won't be available. So I think Matoma is going to have to be used. Pascal Gross, obviously, is a good option for me there. If I'm after an attacker, I actually quite like Pedro. He's on penalties. He always looks good whenever he plays.
Yeah.
Sheffield United and Fulham are next. I'm less interested in them, even though they've got good fixtures. Sheffield United, obviously relegation, and Fulham. Without Raul Jimenez for God knows, I think he'll come back around about this time, but it's his moment of madness with incredible tag. It was a Cantona style kung fu kick.
Yeah, I think I'm right in saying he serves the first match of his ban in the Carabao this week. So he will come back slightly earlier than other players who were sent off over the weekend, like Kamara and Benmi and things like that.
So for me, I'm looking at midfielders anyway. So an Everton midfielder, McNeil, might come into the equation. Decore, finally, you know, I keep saying I'm never going to own him, but this could be it. Aston Villa, I might go for a Bailey there. West Ham, Bowen is probably the one I will go for. So I'm probably, with Sheffield United, Bournemouth and Manchester United, I'm looking at Bowen, I think, for this one. I don't know. So I think, I don't know about you, in terms of sort of, because you'll be looking at Son replacement, perhaps. Would you be looking at Bowen? Or, you know, what else from these fixtures sort of tickles your fancy?
Yeah, Bowen, absolutely. I think I might. Did I just cut out then, Joe? I might have just frozen for a
only
second.
A little
or
bit
did it
there,
work?
But you probably just missed me jabbering on about Bowen being a good option.
No, it was just saying Kudus, who's obviously got a brace. He's going to be at AFCON, isn't he? So Bowen's going to be. He's always a good option, but he's going to be. He could find himself back on the right. He's been playing through the middle. He moved to the right yesterday. Yep. That's where he got his goal. I think I'd prefer Bowen on the right, and he might be back there during AFCON. So he's somebody on my radar. Bruno Fernandes, could we go there? I mean, United are struggling right now, aren't they, to create much?
I was reminded of, I think I listened to a podcast or a video, I can't remember who it was, but they were just putting a helpful reminder last summer that Manchester United were really poor in attack. Whilst they did get into the Champions League, they didn't score that much, and that's continued this season. So I see them as a, like, I've got Onana in my Sky team somehow still, and he just keeps delivering for me. Yeah. So I actually see them as a team to invest in defensively.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Absolutely, yeah. But another player, Odegaard, thought he was great yesterday. Yeah. Didn't get any returns, but I think he's going to be a popular replacement because we're going to have we can get any midfielders in we like, given who we're selling.
That's it, yes.
And Odegaard, pairing him up with Saka for Palace, Forest in 21 and 22, that feels pretty appealing right now. And Richarlison as well, he hasn't got the fixtures, but playing up front in a Tottenham side, which are non-negotiable, they'll attack all the time. I think he's got to be under consideration.
Because also, I mean, depending on, you know, how far these players and teams, their national sides get through their competitions, their cups, sort of around game 23, 24, 25, we're going to be starting to, we want to bring these, I want Son back, I want Salah back.
Yes.
And obviously they might cost a little bit more. Probably not. They will have gone down a bit in price. And so I need to have a plan to get them back in. So getting rid of, it just makes it easier, I think, for me. Getting rid of Salah and Son in one go for two other midfielders, keep the money in the bank. Don't spread that money around. That's my motto.
Yeah.
And then I can just go back on them when they're back.
I think it's really a good way of looking at it. I think I've kind of taken Haaland out this week and I've reinvested a bit of that money in Trent Alexander-Arnold at the back. You see my team now, but I've got to be careful that I don't distribute those funds around too much. I've been looking at Trippier this week, but I'm thinking, is that the right thing to do? Because I want those players back. I did think, if Son continues playing on the left, do I want him back immediately? Could I get by with Richarlison? Yeah. Madison surely will be coming back onto the radar about this time as well. Definitely. If he's hitting these targets in terms of coming back. But Son, again, it just, do I want to be going in every game week without Son, given his form this year? I'm not so sure. So something to keep in mind with funds.
And same with Salah and obviously Haaland. These are captaincy shouts a lot of weeks.
Yes.
So, yeah, for me, my top targets are Jared Bowen with those fixtures, but also his pedigree. And then the second one is more, you know, going back to one of our original chats where you always had a strategy of your fourth midfielder being someone a bit different. So I've got a setup now with three strikers. I'm going to keep that. Because also, I don't know, I might want Ivan Toney. He's going to be back.
Yeah, good. And especially if Brentford get a double in 21, which has been discussed a little bit,
True. So that means I can just bench a Dingra and just treat him sort of like a 4.5, you know, midfielder, but one I'll never play. So I can just keep him for a while and then focus on those midfield roles for Son and Salah and Bowen's one. And the other one could be a bit, Richarlison, Kulusevski, Madison, if he's back. And then further down, looking at the fixtures here, Man City, I mean, they're going to have a double at some point. Maybe Foden, maybe De Bruyne will be back. It's nice to sort of have them. Maybe I'll get Anthony Gordon, Odegaard. There's so many, you know, we mentioned those names. There's no point pinning down particular names now. Except I have pinned down Jared Bowen.
Oh, Well, but I think people have been saying, oh, it's going to get all very template around AFCON and Asia Cup. And I'm not so sure. No. There's a lot of options, aren't there? No. So I don't think there will just be five midfielders who everybody flocks to. I think there's probably a pool of 10 or maybe 12, and people pick from that.
So. Okay, let's have a look at your team then. What's your state of play at the moment? Have you made any changes yet? What were your previous moves? What's different, and what are you planning to do for game week 18? And obviously run through your team for the benefit of those listening.
Yeah. So last week, I took out Haaland and replaced him with Solanke, and I took out Reece James and bought in Trent Alexander-Arnold. Now that was for a -4. Mm. I'm currently on 77 points, so I had a really good week. Mm. But that's with the Solanke 6. Mm. If he is stripped of those points, I've only got Gehi coming off the bench with 1. Mm. But it's been a good couple of weeks. I was ranked in the millions, and I'm up to 400k now in a couple of weeks. That's so huge. I've had a big jump. Yeah, big jump. And so let's see what happens. Mm. But the team, I haven't made any moves yet. So this is the bus team, which was set after Friday's deadline. So I've got Dubravka in goal. I've got Livramento, Alexander-Arnold and Gehi at the back. Salah, Palmer, Saka, Gordon and Son in midfield. And then Solanke and Watkins as my captain up front. And then I've got on the bench, Areola, Gabriel, Taylor and Mbama.
Okay.
Got 1 free transfer and I've got 5.8 million in the bank.
Wow. Okay.
On the Haaland's player.
So what's... You could hold... You could do anything. You could hold this easily because you've got a bench.
Yes. That was my initial thought. The only problem I could have is Livramento because Trippier, we think he'll be back. He was suspended. He was carrying a bit of a knock too, but we're expecting him to be back. He slots in at right back. Does Burn then go back to left back? Mm-hmm. He was first choice there last year and this year as well, which would leave Livramento as a sell, I think. Mm. I might get one more week out of him because Fabian Scher is carrying this glute injury, I think it is. Botman, he played 6 minutes at the weekend. Is he ready to start? So I'm going to check Neil's predicted lineup on Thursday. If Livramento's in, I'll keep him. If he's not in, then I'll probably make a change there because I don't really want to play Gabriel or Taylor with Liverpool and Fulham respectively. And there's also a Carabao Cup match this week for Newcastle. Mm-hmm. And there could be further injuries in other areas as well. We're not in the clear yet. So a Livramento move could happen. Mm-hmm. But if not, I'll save it. If he looks like he's going to start, I'll save a transfer.
Two things here. The captaincy. Now, we're going to talk about captaincy in more detail in a separate video. But what's you're a Villa fan as well. But Watkins... at home to Sheffield United in a week where Salah goes to Arsenal and Haaland's not available. Salah hosts Arsenal and Haaland's not available. That just seems the best captain to use. Vice captain on Son. Is Palmer away to Wolves an option as well?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No, Palmer not under consideration. Son, I did have a look, but Everton are playing very well at the moment. Son's back playing on the left as well, which I think will continue. I know he did very well in the game against Newcastle from the left. I would ideally, just from watching him, I'd ideally like him through the middle. I don't think playing on the left is a better thing for him. I still think he can do very well, but Everton, I think, will be a tough game. At the weekend, we can go top of the league on Friday if we beat Sheffield United. It's sold out. At Villa Park, it's going to be absolutely rocking there. And I think Watkins at home to Sheffield United, I can't not captain him this week being a Villa fan. I think I've got to go there. We'll save the proper analysis for our captain's. We'll that's the fan in me talking, and Kep Watkins, I'm pretty sure, will be my captain. Right.
The other issue is something I'm deliberating as well. So you've got Gehi at home to Brighton in the derby.
Yeah.
But and you got Gabriel on the bench. But given Liverpool didn't score against Manchester United, and given Brighton have only failed to score once this season, are you tempted to switch Gabriel and Gehi?
I don't think I am, because I covered the game for Scout yesterday and watched it. And Liverpool, they got into a lot of good positions. I think they had 30 plus shots, didn't they? 35 shots. I think there's going to be goals in that game. I know we said that against Man United game at the weekend, and that didn't. And you never know in football. But if I had to guess now, I think both teams will score in that fixture. Okay. I think Brighton probably will as well. But could it, I mean, Joe, you're the, could that be a cagey affair? Could that be a 1-0 to one of the sides?
Okay. Or? Traditionally, Brighton have 30 shots. Palace have one. And Zaha wins the game for Palace 1-0 with that one shot. Okay. And usually in the 80th minute, 90th minute. Or Neil Mapei, when he was with Brighton, will score the winning goal through his, you know, usual something housery. But so this one, I don't know. I think I think people might look at that Brighton game against Arsenal and think, oh, you know, Brighton, you know, finally the wheels have come off their attacking threat. But that was after an absolutely huge match for them where they managed to top the group, you know, a European group that had Marseille and Ajax in. Considering 26, whatever years it was, we were a goal away from being out of the league, to top a group with two former European champions in, it's absolutely huge. So that took a lot out of them. So there were injuries as well. So this is tiredness. So Dinger is somehow still playing. And meanwhile, Arsenal did a number on them. Arsenal made Brighton look bad because
they were very good.
They stifled them. So Brighton's play is very that sort of slightly risky passing, possession based thing, inviting players onto you and then quickly pass it away from them. But they didn't have an opportunity to play their game because Arsenal basically did that to them. They completely stifled that play. So I wouldn't look at that Arsenal result there. So I think Brighton will be back to scoring. And I don't think Palace will keep them at bay. But, you know, when we come to my team, I have a slightly different, because I don't have Gehi, I have Anderson. And for the last two, no, not the last match, but the two matches before, from the 80th minute onwards, in the commentary, it was Anderson's free header, and then either the shot gets saved or he misses. But he has it, he's having the shots. So might get a goal.
You could see a set piece goal deciding this one, couldn't you, Joe? It's that you know, in derby matches that is sometimes the case. So I presume you've got Gabriel in your team at the moment, and you're pondering.
And I am. Is that right? And I think I might change it. Because I'm sort of talking myself into it, but also seeing what your thoughts on it as well. So I'll go with my team then. I've gone 3-5-2. Because Haaland is my third striker, and he's bench. So this is why, because I'm okay with my five across midfield. So this is what I've got currently, and I have already made a move. Because I've only got 0.1 left in the bank now, and so any further moves. So basically, I'll explain in a sec. So currently, I've got Dubravka, Tsimikas, Gabriel, Pedro Porro. In my back line, and then across the midfield, I've got Salah, Son, Saka, Palmer, and Adingra. And I think Adingra will play this again. Solanke, and then Watkins, who's my captain. And on the bench, I've got Areola. And my only playing player is Anderson at home to Brighton, who I think is a great first sub, but I'm also very tempted to bring in for Gabriel, or indeed Tsimikas, but Gabriel. And then I've got Haaland on the bench, and Lamptey's just non-playing, perma injured. So the move I made is a fairly evident one. I had Darwin. I had Watkins 4 weeks ago. I look back on it now and think stupidly, but it was a very sound move at the time. Watkins to Darwin, looking at the fixtures, Watkins was injured. But I calculated. I said I wouldn't calculate it on Twitter.
And you have.
And I have. I've lost 16 points. So that
was it.
Move,
23 to 9 was it? Or 23 something like
to
that,
something. It's 16 points down. Yeah, something like no. Yeah. What? Yeah, I think it's 16 to okay. 7. Oh, hang on. What's 23 take away 7? Anyway, I'm about that. 16.
Okay. All right. Okay,
and and some, I think some other people who've made the same move that time think it's 15. I might be wrong. So it's about
it's
15.
Around,
or 16.
It's around that.
It's around that. Right. 15, 16 points plus two transfers, pointless transfers. And I've corrected it. When I make a mistake, either with hindsight or at the time, whatever, best thing to do is move on, forget about it. So with that in
and
mind,
you would already, regardless of what Darwin did yesterday, you had already got this move in mind, hadn't you? So you're just sticking to the plan. You're not letting what happens on the pitch affect you. You wanted Watkins. So.
And that's why, I mean, there are some midweek games in the cup. And that's why I made the move early, mainly because I'd only have 1.1 in the bank left. Ah. So yes, I could absorb a Darwin price drop, but if Watkins went up again, then I'd be priced out of it and I'd be really annoyed by that. And also, I don't want Darwin anymore. He's just, he's not a player I want. He's not fun to own. He's rubbish to own.
He was poor, really poor yesterday,
and
I thought.
Why didn't they score? It's because their striker's blooming offside and rubbish. So that's why Liverpool
it does feel like, I think Darwin, Klopp's put in a lot of faith in him. He'd made him first choice, but Gakpo is going to have an opportunity, I think, in that central striker role soon. He's been coming on into midfield a bit, but I think it's just a matter of time before he starts as a centre forward and see how he goes.
So for me, it was just an easy move. Watkins, I think, is a sort of a so-called glue player. He's just to have him. He's going to do well each week.
Just leave him there.
Just leave him there. He's the best captain this week. We'll have a whole video about that. But I just I don't want to go into that game without the best captain. No. I just want it all in place.
Well, you're at a very good rank. Where are you now, Joe? If the Solanke points were to stay,
Solanke points stay, I'm 62K.
Brilliant.
But I'll be something back to around 70 something or even 80. I don't know. I don't know.
But it's a great position and you don't want to go in this week without Watkins, who I think will either be the him as Son or the most captain, won't it?
So I did field Haaland last game week. So I've got a Dinger as 2 points coming off the bench replacing. But my Anderson is my replacement for Solanke if those points are nullified and Anderson got 0. So I would be just down 6 points. Looking at this, I've done my move and I've got Anderson on the bench or Gabriel. So I've got a first sub. I'm okay with that. Game week 19, I might actually hold. And game week 20 or one of game week 19 or 20, I'm going to probably replace Anderson with Villa defender or Botman, because I think Botman is just a great player to have. He's cheap. And
I had a look at Konza. Pau Torres has got this flag on him at the moment, and Emery said he would check on him. I personally don't think it's serious, but you want to keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
We should get a Villa presser before the deadline. We won't get many pressers this week because of the thirdly deadline, but Villa, of course, are playing on Friday. So fingers crossed Thursday afternoon, we should get a bit of an update from Emery.
Yeah.
I presume we'll only get 4 pressers this week because there's only one game on Thursday, one game on Friday.
Yeah.
So, we're going to go. I think you'll be all right with the one sub. You would hope any news filters out and within the Carabao Cup because some managers will be talking then.
But
it's not ideal this week, is it?
If not, I will take a hit if I need to.
If you need to,
Because I didn't take a hit last week and lots of people did. Lots of people got Haaland out as well. So they're going to at some point want to get him back. So the Haaland transfer need to make.
You feel a bit ahead. Yeah, you feel a bit ahead now. So if you need to take a -4, you can.
So as I said, game week 19 or 20, just the one transfer, hopefully. And it'll probably be a defender. And then game week 21, Salah and Son too. And that's the plan. I might drop a bit in rank because I'm not like hitting each game week. But it's just a sort of more of a long-term plan, really.
I think in your position now, I think if you're just consolidating, I think that's fine because you know you've got chips in your back pocket to use next year. We've seen what we can do then. So if you're keeping in around 60, 70, 80K, that's a great position to be in. I mean, I even feel happy being up to 400K. That's more it's been a massive leap. And the week before last, I think I only had two returns, but the captaincy switched to Salah and that started it off. And I had a good week this week. And I just hope now that I can kind of keep up a bit of momentum at Christmas, maybe be like 250, 300K for the new year.
Yeah.
And then I think we're all right after that.
Yeah. I mean, that's for me. I mean, my aim at the moment, because of the 10 million managers, is always sort of, if I can, top 100K by Christmas, top 10K by the end. But, you know, that's a fanciful dream given the amount of managers there are. But so if I can be just around 100K, I envisage dropping at some point. If I'm 120K, 150K or 80K, whatever, anything around that will do. I don't know what points you're on, but if you're around 400K and I'm scared, I don't think there's probably that much. I think there's probably about 20 points in that. I think I'm...
Just have a quick look now.
1,034, so, I think.
Yeah, I'm on 991. Okay. So just 40-something points.
That's it, 30
which points.
Which
isn't loads, is it? I mean, it's a healthy lead, but it's not... Well, you could chip away 20 of that in a game that you couldn't.
That's a good captaincy call and getting a Palmer return, you know, a 14-pointer that this week. That was, that's the difference, really. So that difference can be made up in a couple of weeks, no problem.
It can also swing the other way. And next time we chat, you could be 60 ahead. But
I'd be given the way the sort of template is at the moment, I'll be very surprised if I've radically gone up in the rankings or massively gone down. I think I'll just hopefully sort of hover there. I mean, it was interesting. Someone pointed out on I think it was me initially pointing out on our great and the good league that we have on Fantasy Football Scout, the Greyhead does, that me and Mark Southerns from the old Scoutcast crew, were top of that league temporarily for that day, and that was unusual. I hadn't been anywhere near the top for a while.
Well, you both have been very good seasons.
Mine and Mark's playing style is very, very different. I'm a bit more cautious. I don't sort of look at money. I mean, the early move I've made, Darwin out to Watkins, is very rare for me. Mark makes a lot of those early moves, and he will go, like, he's got Leon Bailey in his side, and I haven't. But Greyhead then pointed out that me and Mark had one difference in our team. So, and I think what that shows is that no matter what sort of your style of playing is and the decisions you make for whatever reasons, they all come back to the same place. They all come back to Saka, Son, Salah, Watkins.
Well, exactly. It's very hard to go without those three, Salah, Son, Saka. And I think when you get a player like Palmer, he feels like a bit of a game breaker. At that price, doesn't he? So you've got to have him. And then so you're kind of dabbling with that last midfield spot.
Yeah.
And Watkins is a lock in most teams given the fixtures and form. And so, but I think that the AFCON could present an opportunity to do something a little bit different, maybe with just one or two of those slots, given that Salah and Son won't be in any of our teams.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've got three players out. I mean, just go back to your team, actually, just while we're here, because I think this is important to sort of plan ahead a little bit for AFCON. You've got Salah, so AFCON and Asia Cup. You've got Salah, Son, and that's it really for you, I think.
Yeah, just those two. Brilliant. Yeah, I don't have Kudus or Adingra or anybody like that. So, yeah, I'll be looking to do what your plan, Joe, save a transfer somewhere between now and Christmas and 21.
Yeah.
And then be able to do that ideally without a hit, because that's the kind of thing which will catch a few managers out who are maybe less engaged than us. They'll be looking at their teams in 21 and they'll have blanks and they might have to react to that with hits. So if you can plan well, gives you a very small edge, doesn't it? So.
Definitely, yeah. I think hopefully sort of limp on until they use the second wild card again. We'll wrap this up now and we'll be back on Tuesday for goals imminent. We'll have a look at the latest tables there to see who's due a goal or two. I suspect a certain Liverpool striker will be top again. We could safely ignore him. Also, do check out Fantasy Football Scouts, fantasyfootballscout.co.uk for those that members area offer as well. really handy. Do press that like button, wherever you're watching and listening. And also do remember to subscribe and keep up to date with those videos. We've got lots coming up this week and over Christmas and New Year as well, to keep people festively addicted, continuing to fantasy football, as we all are. Tom, thanks a lot for your time. Take care, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Joe. See you soon.